Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to NBA Radio on Black Talk Radio. Yes, we are excited, amen, to be able to spend this time with you this morning. We hope, pray, and trust, hallelujah, that all is well. Phone that, just get your family together and gather around. And let's just have a wonderful morning together as we approach the throne room. We're going to open with a word of prayer, and we're going to be praying for just a few special needs, and then we're going to get back into our Bible reading as we started, and we're going to see how far everyone has come in the month of May. Did you finish in 40 hours? Did you finish in a day with your Bible reading? Well, we're going to pray, and then we're going to evaluate how far everyone has gotten with their Bible reading. All right, come, let's bow down and pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come this morning. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Father God, we appreciate you. We thank you for all you have done. Thank you for this month, Lord, this being a very special month, Lord, for mothers. And we appreciate mothers everywhere. We appreciate mothers no matter what they're from, what has been accomplished, just simply the fact that they're mothers. Hallelujah. Do not discriminate, but we just thank you for mothers everywhere, Lord, and we thank you for this month being set aside, hallelujah, to recognize and to appreciate mothers. And Father, we pray for mothers this morning. We lift up mothers. We say thank you for mothers. Thank you for the extra strength that you bring into mothers, even now, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're just so grateful to you for all you do, all for the things that you just, oh, you're just an awesome, awesome, better than awesome God. And we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we can all come together. Thank you for, oh God, the great men and women that you use for such a time as this. Father, we thank you for the founders, oh God, of the Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for them. Thank you for them sharing this gift with the world, Lord. We say thank you. We bless them and their families and those that are closed in their circle. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you for using them to be a blessing to so many people. And Father, we thank you for all of our affiliations and partnership and ministries and all of our families. We just have so much to thank you for. And we're so grateful to you. Now, Father, just pour out your spirit today to those that are hurting. Lord, many have lost loved ones since we met on this line. But we pray, Father, for the bereaved family. We pray for them, Lord, that you just so touch them and give them strength. Even today, many that will be going to funerals in the name of Jesus and homegoing services. Father, we know for many, the places will be packed out. There will be so many people. But afterwards, a lot, many will have to go home to emptiness, empty rooms, empty places where their loved ones used to be. But Father, let them know they're never alone because you're always there. Let them feel your presence. Do what you do best at this time. Comfort them. And give them the strength. Let them know your word still holds, that you will never leave them. You will never forsake them. Give them the strength to live even after their loved one has been taken. Give them the strength to go on in the name of Jesus. Heal the hurt. Heal the hurt. And see them through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, and we ask you in confidence. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. not just blessed in the mighty name of Jesus, those that need deliverance in whatever area, whether they're hurting in their mind, in their spirit, in their body, in their soul. Sometimes there are those that just hurt, needlessly so. Some hurt, oh God. But you are the one who knows how to deal with hurt. Some hurts are mentally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually as well as physically, Lord. But you know how to bring healing. So this morning we ask if you would heal everyone who hurt in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stop by the hospital. Stop by the nursing home. Stop by, Lord Jesus, every facility that houses someone who's hurting and just need your touch, because your touch makes all the difference. Look upon the caretakers, Lord, those who have been caring for their loved ones and who just feel like their strength is all God. We pray for them this morning, Father, that you just give them a refilling of your strength and a refilling grace. Give them the strength, oh God, to go much further. Just, hallelujah, you know what to do, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. And, oh, we feel your presence. We acknowledge your presence, and we thank you. Wow. Now bless each and every listener and everyone who's listening right now, no matter where they are. We ask you to let them feel your presence even now. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We call it done. Amen, amen. Oh, my. Yes, my dear friend. Now we're just going to read a scripture, and we want to see how far you have come in your Bible reading. Ah, yes. But we're just going to read one scripture today, and then we'll go into our basic Bible reading. All right? See how far you've come. Cast your cares on the Lord. And we're just going to do one verse of scripture that solidifies this, that encourages you to do just that. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Good God Almighty. Yes, my dear friend, the Lord does care for you. Oh, if you could only imagine how much he really, really cares. My goodness gracious, if you could only imagine. So just cast whatever you're dealing with right now, just cast it upon him. My God, every care, every situation, whatever you're going through, cast it upon him. Because you know what? He really do cares. Now look, the lines are open. And you can call us. We're here live at the studio. 347-934-0207. Call us. If you have a prayer need, you just need someone to stand in agreement with you in prayer concerning something, or you just need someone to, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to listen to something that you're dealing with right now. Or if you feel like you're at your, that's right, wit's end, and you feel, well, where do I go? Give up? I'm tired. I'm at the end of my rope, hope, whatever. Glory be to God. You, enemy may be fighting you. Well, say, just go on and end it, because life is not worth living. Why not you call 347-934-0207. We're here and we're live in the studio, and we are waiting for your call. We'll leave the lines open. We have just a few more minutes, but we're here and we're excited to be able to talk to you and with you. All right? The number to call, 347-934-0207. Maybe you want to have prayer for your mother, or your aunt, or your sister. Or maybe there's a lady or woman in your life that you would like to put on the prayer list this morning, call us 347-934-0207. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Good God Almighty. And while you're getting ready to call us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I just felt a shift right then. And right before we close, hopefully we will get to our Bible reading and see how far you've come. And for those of you, you can text as well. All right? Very good. Very good. Or you can email us. Still, you can do that too. Yes, just email ladyhagen@yahoo.com. Oh, I see some of you have done, wow, very well. We've got a lot of you came pretty close, but nobody actually did it. Okay. Oh, very close. Okay. Well, good, good. That's very good. Very good. All right. Well, you know what? Today is a whole brand new day. And so go ahead and just start all over today and see if you can read all the way through the full the 24 hour is up and see if you can finish before the 24 hour is up. We're doing a 24 hour jump now, all right? I know somebody's going to get there because we have a whole lot of smart people who are listening. And may God forever bless you. Okay, very good. Now, as we look upon, we're going to go back to our Bible once more and we will continue reading. I see somebody's almost there. But let's read that last, the very last chapter in the book of Revelation. That's the assignment for today. The very last chapter in the book of Revelation. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Revelation is the last book in the New Testament. For those of you who are struggling, trying to find, okay, and when we're off of the line, just remember to continue your reading. That is the challenge, to see who can read through the Bible, all 66 books. That's right, within a day. I know we've read through the Bible in a year. We've read through the Bible in 40 days. We've read, yes, through the Bible in a month. But now, let's see. And some of you read it through in a week, and that's super. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. But now the challenge is to read it through in a day. So keep reading. You're getting closer. The book of Revelation will be our home assignment for today, and just read it all the way through. And as soon as you finish, and then remember to just start all back over again with the book of Genesis and read all the way through and see if you could do that in the 24 hours, the 24-hour challenge in Bible reading. Oh, my, my, my. God bless you all. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 11. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Oh, my. Wow. You, Jesus. Hold on a minute. Yes. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest all are the seven churches. My. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. To be continued. Look, God bless you all. We love you all. Now, Lord, we thank you for this time of visitation where we've just met with all of our families and friends worldwide. Now, we pray a very special blessing upon each and every one of them. Father, let them feel your presence today, no matter where they have to go or what they experience. Let them know, glory be to God, that you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, and you are the end. And we so praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And until we meet again, the Lord say the same. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, friends.